sets, history repeats itself, 2 down at half time, fight back to 2-2, ultimately they'll lose 3-2. Excuse your thoughts, please.
Yeah, really disappointed to lose that game today. You know, we can have no complaints in the end. There's no way that you can gift teams in our league 2 goals, a 2-goal head start, and then expect to win the game. Individual errors, we don't need to dwell on them. We just got to hope that we learn from them and we don't concede in that silly fashion again. And we wanted a reaction at half-time, being 2-0 down, and I thought that we got that. We got back into the game, scored 2 really good goals. Delighted for Naya to come in and score on his debut, and then Ricky Gleave scored a great goal. And, you know, I made a big decision there, sticking Ricky Gleave back in the team after missing a couple of games. And we know his situation with work, and we also know what quality he brings. And, you know, I've chucked him straight in. It's a bit of a gamble, but he's turned up and he's scored a goal and got us back into the team. And that's really why he was preferred in there, because he's got that in his game. And then you're thinking we're going to go on and push on and win the game, and unfortunately we then concede within 5 minutes, and the momentum changes a little bit, and we then battling back to try and score in the last 20 minutes or so, and just couldn't quite force it over the line despite lots of pressure. So it's hard to have perspective when you lose a game in that fashion. But you know, the second half I thought we were very, very good at times, and delighted to get young Carlos on. He's a bright talent, and we're looking to get him involved in the first team. We're going to look after him. We've got some talented youngsters coming through, and it's a testament to kind of the way the club's structured and the longevity that we're trying to create here with a talented under-18s team and a talented reserves team, and then people can just step in. And we're hoping that you know, more youngsters can make a step up to the first team. So that's me trying to take the positives out of the game. We're not going to dwell on it too long, because we've obviously got a big game on Friday night against Earlham, and it's one that we're desperate to do well in and desperate to win, because they're our local rivals, and I'm sure they'll come into the game really up for it.
Just to finish on a positive, tomorrow night, the youth team home here at Brookburn Road against Earlham, ironically, 7 o'clock kick-off. Obviously, we've never reached this stage in the FA Youth Cup. Just how big an opportunity is that for the club and the young players that are playing in that?
Yeah, it's great for the young lads to get a run out in an FA, you know, national competition. It'd be, you know, awesome if they could, you know, get through the next couple of rounds and get a really big club away where they can go and experience a professional setup. And this is an opportunity tomorrow night for them to do that. I know Nick's really looking forward to see you, buddy. I know Nick's really looking forward to the game, and We're going to wish them well. We're going to hope they can get on. I mean, they've got players like Carlos in the squad, and you know, he's not a one-man team. They've got 4 or 5 lads, and ironically enough, a lot of the Earlham lads go to the college where I teach at, and they've been ribbing me for insiders all day today. So I've been telling them that we're rubbish and they're going to beat us easily, and we'll hope they underestimate us. But yeah, it's a great opportunity, and I'm hoping that there's going to be a big crowd down, because the lads deserve it.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night. West has been Cheltenham versus Earlham, under-19s, FA Youth Cup second qualifying round, 7 p.m. kickoff. It's £5 for adults, £3 concessions, and under-12s getting for free, coming up by an adult. And then we do it all again on Friday with the first teams, Friday Night Lights, West and Cheltenham versus Earlham, also £5 for adults, £3 concessions, under-12s getting for free, coming up by an adult. Cheers, Seth, thanks very much.
Cheers, buddy.